Welcome to the More Beer Monthly Podcast for June 2010. I'm your host, Justin Crosley, and with me, as always, Jason, JP, the Volkswagen owner, Jipper Jip Petros.
Hi.
A little longer than last month.
A little better.
Trying to...
A little better, even.
Trying to do that. Was it?
Yeah, well, you know, more titles in my name make me feel a little better.
Yeah. Well, like we say, by the time we hit December, half of the seven-minute podcast will be the JP introduction.
The introductions.
Yeah.
Well, I hope nice guy and handsome man are thrown in there somewhere.
I'll work on it.
All right.
Don't stifle my art.
Shouldn't JP have to work on that first, though?
He should have
to
work. Yeah.
You know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
We're an honest podcast.
Oh, we are?
Yes.
Oh, then I hate you.
All right, and our in-studio guest this month, back with us once again, is More Beer partner and, what are you, COO or something like that?
That sounds good.
COO, Chris Graham. Welcome back, man.
Thank you.
It's good to see you in here.
And can I say you're looking very handsome, and I don't mean that because you're my boss.
You cannot say that.
No, okay.
He doesn't mean that because his review is coming up.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right. Quite effective at that.
Thank you.
So this month at More Beer is Chris Graham month, which
it's a scary month.
Yeah. If Brewing Network history is any indication, it'll be a month of discounts and giveaways.
I haven't drank that much.
All right.
All right. I say it's my favorite month?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a good month. And what we're going to do is talk to you a little bit about Chris Graham's favorite things to brew with currently. And, you know, one of the top things we want to talk about is I just saw on the page there's a Graham box. There's now a brewing item named after you.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm proud of that or what.
It's weird.
It's like we couldn't come up with another name.
Right.
Well, we could, but I liked Graham Box a lot better.
Yeah, the 1550 digitally controlled, we'll just call it that.
Right.
But the Graham Box.
Right. So tell me about what is the Graham Box?
It is as elaborate as this. It's a temp controller and a float switch combined.
That's it, huh?
Well, it's cooler than that.
Okay.
But, I mean, when you're brewing with a pump, and that's really the key to this product, is you have to have a pump.
Okay.
So if you're doing a recirculation for temperature in your mash tun, you dial in the temp. If you're doing a sparge and you're pumping your hot liquid up, you just set the float height, and it just controls the pump for you.
Okay. So you have to have your pump plugged into this, essentially, and it all works in unison. And it's $50 off, which I think is the other great feature.
That's the other great feature.
My favorite part about the Graham Box, it has a pump kill switch on the side.
Oh, right.
So you just flick it off when you need to turn your pump off for whatever reason. I have one. I haven't used the float switch option on it yet.
Okay.
I'm just using it as a pump kill switch right now.
Right.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, and if you ever spring a leak or something, that's awesome to have the emergency kill.
Yeah, or you just, you know, you turn it off when you disconnect and do, you know, everything else. But it's nice to not be able to have to unplug that thing whenever you need. You leave it in and flip it right off.
I do like to reach down to an extension cord that's kind of half submerged in water. Oh, you unplug my pump and plug it back in.
In bare feet.
Yeah.
That was fun, but now the Graham Box can save you from all that trouble.
Yeah.
Your wife will be a lot happier.
It's just a little helping hand when you're brewing.
Okay. Now, as always, everything we're going to talk about today is on the special page over there at More Beer. When you go to morebeer.com, there's
special
always...
Special which way?
Well, yeah. There's always a special picture of whoever the month is.
Right.
Graham's picture this month is no exception. So right when you get to morebeer.com, kind of at the top middle, you can just click on the smiling face of Chris Graham, and it will take you to the specials page for the month, and all the items we're talking about, including the Graham Box, are on there. And it will remind you of what the discounts are in this case. $50 off.
My mom said I was special.
Yes, she did. You should have put him hanging out of a little bus or something. A little yellow bus. All right, what else is on your, you know, you've got, we always make you answer kind of five favorite things you like to brew with currently. What else is on that list today?
Digital refractometer by Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Now, can you just throw any kind of hot steaming word on there and it's gonna adjust for you or what?
You can. It has automatic temperature compensation, but it's always better to cool it off a little bit.
Okay.
So I'll take a sample out of, you know, the boil kettle. I'll put it onto a plate, something that'll just disperse the heat a little bit, then take the sample off of the plate literally that quickly and put it right onto the refractometer.
Okay.
And, you know, the regular refractometers are great too. However, you know, depending on your lighting to how easy they are to read, you have to have pretty good eyes to, you know, focus them to read well.
Yeah.
The digital is just, boom, you can't be inaccurate. It just reads it perfectly for you. Easy to calibrate between uses.
Okay.
And very accurate.
All right. And that's $20 off this month. You can check that out on the More Beer page.
We're just giving it away.
Yeah, you are. What else?
The Scotch Ale Kit.
Okay. Is this a kit that you created?
Of course.
It is Chris Graham month, after all.
Right.
It's a kit I created in college, and it was my senior year, and I brewed it, and... You know, I'd read about Scotch Ales back then. You kind of could get Sam Adams Scotch Ale once in a while. So I didn't know a whole lot about the style. And I kegged it in like any good brewer at the time. I tried to drink it 2 weeks later, and it was pretty much undrinkable. Luckily, I had two beer fridges just for aging at that point.
Okay.
I was like, instead of dumping it, I just put the 2 5-gallon kegs in the back. Well, 5 months later, I'm having a graduation party, and I have all this beer brewed for it, and we blew through this beer. I mean, it was just gone.
All right.
And I'm like, oh, well, I have these two kegs in the back. We tap them, and they were unbelievable.
Okay.
Just malty, just great beer. So actually, they go to put the second one on. I'm like, oh, no, that one's no good.
It just
kind of kept it.
So a great kit to age.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, the Scotch Ale, and you can save $8 on that right now also. What else is on your list?
We have these beer and gas line quick disconnects.
Oh, yeah.
And when I first saw them, I'm like, who needs that? But we used to have, when people wanted to switch between Corny and Sankey fittings, we used to teach them how to do it with flare fittings. And it would take hours to draw diagrams and tell people what they need and then for them to understand it.
Yeah.
You could accidentally switch your gas line and your beer line together.
Right.
And people, it drove them nuts. And so finally we found these QDs that seal when you unconnect them.
Okay.
And so like in my kegerator now, I have like a 5-manifold or 6, I forget how many, and I only have 3 kegs in there. But I can hook up accessories if I want, like my counter pressure bottle filler,
okay,
just a purging wand, things like that. So I just have hanging lines that I can just click into.
Without ever having to use clamps, once you've got everything clamped together,
you just
click.
Yeah, and then I made all mine so they're my wife-proof. So she needs to switch out between a Corny and a Sankey. She can't accidentally hook my gas line into my beer line.
Great.
Yeah.
I like that.
I did that to myself the other week.
You did?
Actually, I have a commercial keg, and I was like, why isn't anything pouring? I can hear gas going in, and it's bubbling. It's going...
Right.
And then I figured it out.
I didn't set JP's up.
No, I set
everyone else, you can do this, so it's both JP and my wife-proof.
Yeah. These QDs should come with a JP and wife-proof manual.
Well, I feel like we're two zombies walking around going, I need to hook a keg up. And
This has nothing to do with JP, but a lot of times when we're designing a new product or whatever, we'll talk about idiot-proofing it.
Right.
And I'm like, don't try to go too far. The world will build a bigger idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm in the room.
All right, so both for beer and gas tubing quick disconnects, they're $4 off this month.
Yep.
All right. What else you got on the list?
The 1,000 gravity brew sculpture.
Ah.
Yeah, I brew on one of these. I brewed on Monday on one.
Oh, yeah?
Awesome.
I'm surprised that you're using the gravity one, but you like the ease of that one?
Yeah, I've brewed on all three systems, obviously. I've owned tippy dumps and gravities. I've actually never owned the flat one.
Okay.
I brew on the flat one periodically with customers. Darren has one of those. I don't like balancing two pumps during the sparge.
Okay.
You know, pulling from the mash and the hot liquor at the same flow rate. It's just... awkward.
Okay.
Plus, I like taking advantage of gravity because of the space concerns. I own a condo now. So
oh, yeah.
I don't exactly have a lot of space to have that in the backyard. In fact, you have my old tippy dump system.
I love it.
Yeah.
Chad loves it more.
I'm sure he does.
But I love it.
When you use it, you're going to love it.
I do love it. Yeah. I brewed, there's a beer on tap that I made that was brewed on that,
scary,
as a matter of fact. Yeah. And how many gallon system is the 1,000?
10 gallons.
It's a 10 gallon.
Yeah.
All right.
So, and to be honest, I've modified, and we'll be doing that in the next month or two. We'll be putting out kit for people with gravity systems to use pumps with it.
Okay.
So I actually have a pump, my grand box, recirc arm. I can do temp controlled mashes, all that good jazz.
Got it. Okay, and right now, and this might be the best discount on here, you can save $300 over at More Beer. You didn't even know you did that, did you,
Graham? I just got shocked by that.
Yeah. Actually, you said that, and I thought you were making a joke, and then I realized, no, that's what it is.
Yeah, $300 off the More Beer 1,000 brew sculpture.
How
right
come
now.
Darren and I are the last to know?
Always. Those are the meetings you don't get invited
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, so really a lot of discounts over on the page. Just click Chris Graham's face on morebeer.com, and you can be reminded of all of these things. The other discount code we want to remind you of is that Chris Graham is buying you a beer this month. Is that right?
That's right.
$5 I'm going to fly to your house and buy you a beer.
Bring you a beer. It's actually $5 off your entire order if you use discount code
BuyMeABeer10.
Okay.
The number 10.
All right.
Yeah.
All one word, BuyMeABeer10.
10, yes.
And $5 off your entire order. And that's for the whole month of June.
Yeah.
So not only all the other discounts we've just mentioned, but it's always good to get $5 off an order.
Customer Appreciation Month.
Yeah.
So that's our way of saying thank you.
You could save $305 off of that B31000.
Ah, even better.
Limit one per customer.
All right. Now, we did want to mention also that the National Homebrewers Conference is upon us once again. It's June, and we will all be there June 16th through the Sunday, whatever. That's the 20th or something.
20th, yeah.
But once again, More Beer is the sponsor of Club Night. How many years have you guys been sponsoring Club Night?
Seven, I think.
Seven or eight, at least, yeah.
Since Dallas.
2002.
Okay. So you can go and find the More Beer booth at Club Night, and this year, you guys have another great giveaway.
Yeah, we're giving away a 14-gallon domed stainless conical.
One of our new dome top?
Yeah, the new dome top, so you can transfer with CO2.
Okay.
And not have to worry about air intake.
Great.
Yeah.
So what do? You just show up at the More Beer table at Club Night and register to win?
Actually, throughout the whole show.
Oh, okay.
So I think we'll be giving it away at Club Night. We'll be announcing the winner.
Come find us at the exhibition hall.
Okay.
And fill out a little form, drop it in the conical, and you're entered to win.
Can I sign up to win that?
Absolutely not.
I'm not an employee.
Basically.
Technically, you are. You're a contract.
You're a contract.
Damn it.
1099er.
I love those conicals. And that's a good size one, too, the 14 gallons.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's perfect for
having
our
that extra headspace is nice for blow off and whatnot.
Right. All right. So, NHC, come out and see More Beer in the hospitality suite in the exhibition hall.
Yeah.
And then, of course, for Club Night, which really is the most fun night in homebrewing. It's the biggest night.
Definitely.
So, if you're going to the conference, come out and do that. Come see us at the anniversary party, the Brewing Network anniversary party the Wednesday before.
That's right.
But More Beer will be at the conference all week long, and you can go sign up to win a conical. Also, a whole hop sale this month.
That's right. All of our whole hops are 50% off.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah. And now brewing with whole hops is fun, and when it's 50% off, it's even more fun. Because
you might
as well
throw in double what you're going to use.
Well, you have to use so many of the whole hops anyway. So.
That's true.
All whole hops, 50% off. The forum competition is upon us once again.
That's right. Go to the front page, and there should be a little button that says our 6th annual forum competition. Click on that for details. I think entries are due around early August.
Okay.
So you have plenty of time.
Beautiful. And you can get all of this information throughout the month, sometimes even daily.
Most times daily.
If you follow More Beer on what?
Facebook.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Okay.
We're on Twitter. And The Buzz,
which is
our social network site. You can build your own page. It's like a Facebook, but just for homebrewers. Put all your pictures on there. You can blog, do all that kind of stuff.
Okay. What's the Twitter address?
MoreBeer_B3.
Okay.
And Facebook is Homebrew More Beer.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
All right,
you
Graham.
Too.
Thanks once again for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Sounds like some great sales this month. I would expect nothing less from Graham's coming in here. Go to morebeer.com, click on Graham's face, and look at everything we just talked about, including all the discounts. He has his own box.
I know, right? How do I get one of those?
All right.
The only one I'll have is a coffin.
And the JP coffin.
Yeah.
All right. And come see us out at NHC once again. Club Night. It's going to be a lot of fun. And as always, More Beer is the sponsor. We'll see you next month on the More Beer Monthly Podcast.